are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Chafei Amar Beis, and we're beginning two lines on the bottom, Chafei Amar Aleph. Ki also Rav Nor Rav Yechonon, B'chol Mesrapim, you'll have to use everything for refuah, even a Suri Hana, but Chutz Ma'avoy Dezara, V'gilu Arayis, Shvichas Damim. If the only way to heal yourself is through Avoy Dezara, you're not allowed to do that. If the only way to heal yourself is through Gilu Arayis, you're not allowed to do that. The Shvichas Damim, if someone tells you to kill someone, if not you're getting killed, the halach is, you cannot kill someone. These three are various. The three gimel chamurus, like we call it, you have to kill yourself before you do these various. So what's the makar for these three things? So avodah zarah ha-damar. The makar for avodah zarah, as we just said, pasuk v'chol nafshecha, v'chol maidecha, that's the makar for avodah zarah. Gilui arayis shvichas damim, how do we know? The Tanya learned in a braisa. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says in the pasuk, in the parasha of Me'anes, that a person was ma'anes a naira and mazana with her. The halacha is, the pasuk says, "V'le naira l'sasadava." Since the naira was a oinis, you don't do anything to her. Ain le naira chet. This old lashon of pasuk. Ain le naira chet mavas. Kikashi yakum ish areiru tzachin. I was going to do that. Just like if someone kills someone, what do you want from him? Here also, if someone was mazana with this naira, what do you want from her? So why is it bringing in ritzeh? What's in the game? So what's Ritzeach doing in the parish of Naira Marasa? Zokta Gemara. Hareza Balalam is coming to teach us, but it also learns out, it's also teaching us that the Ritzeach learns something out of Naira Marasa. And the Gemara explains. Makish Ritzeach Naira Marasa. We learn out the Ritzeach from Naira Marasa. By Naira Marasa, the Pasuk says, right before that, the Ein Moshia Lo. There's no one to save her. It says, "Ki besada matzah taka naira hamarasa ve'ein meishiyala." It's mashma. If someone could save her, you're allowed to save her, even by killing anything that could save her, even by killing the guy who's going after her, you're allowed to kill him. So, raise about lami min zulaman makas ruteich naira hamarasa ma naira hamarasa nit notzil v'nafshe shuk naira hamarasa. You're allowed to kill the ma'anes. You're allowed to kill a person who's running after her. You're allowed to kill him. Afritzeach, if someone you see someone Reuven running after Shimon to kill him, you're allowed to kill Reuven. Afritzeach nitin latzil v'nafshay. You're allowed to kill the murderer, the attempted murderer. You're allowed to kill. And we also learn Naira Ramaros Ritzeach. You also learn the other way also. Naira Ramaros, which is Gilu Arai, is learned from Ritzeach. Ma Ritzeach Yarag v'Yavar. This is Ritzeach. A person has to kill himself before he's over it. Af Naira Ramaros Tarag v'Yatavar. Also Naira Ramaros, which is a Gilu Arai, is you have to kill yourself before you're over it. So that's the makar for that. Avodah Zarah we know. Naira Marasa we also know. Learns that from Ritzeach. So that's we know that you have to kill yourself, not do Avodah. How do you know Shvichas Damim? That's what we're learning out. Naira Marasa from Ritzeach. How do you know Taka Ritzeach? You have to kill yourself. Shvichas Damim Gufim Nolan. How do you know Shvichas Damim alone? How do you know Shvichas Damim itself? That you have to kill yourself before you're over it. So tomorrow Svaruhu. It's a Svaru. Like this person came to Rava, Amalei, he said, Mari Deroi, Amalei, Zil Katli Planye. A person came to Rava, said, what should I do? The Moshel of the city told me I have to kill that person. What should I do? We're like, I'm not, I'm going to get killed. Amalei, he said, Liklu, you should be killed. Don't kill another person. Why? How do you know your blood is redder than his blood? It's better than his blood. His blood's better. And Rashi explains this Taina beautifully. He says, why when it comes to a mitzvah, don't you have to do it when it's kuruch nefesh? Teretz is, because Hashem loves the life of a person, of a yid, of any person. He loves the life of a person the best. So it comes, you want to do a mitzvah, or a veira, or a shekelula, whatever it is, your life is sure a better mitzvah. Your life is a better mitzvah. When it comes to killing another life, you're going to say, oh, kill him because your life is the best thing. What do you mean? You're getting rid of a life anyway. So Hashem's best thing in the world, the life, you're anyway destroying now. But you can't say, oh, the life is the best thing, so I'm going to save my life and not do, you know, and do the Aveira. Here, this Aveira is a life also. So once it's a life also, so now, Mehekatesa, I should kill that life and save this life. Maybe that life is better. Because Hashem doesn't want to lose a life, and you lose life anyway. So who said that life is better? That's the saying, my chaz is that your life is any better than his life. And therefore, you don't have the heter of that the life is better because you're killing a life. And therefore, that's a svara why by Ritzeach, the halacha is that you have to let yourself be killed and not kill someone else. And then we learn that Naira Marasa from Ritzeach. That's the makar for all gimel chamuris that's harag v'lo yavar. Not tomorrow, Vaita. We're going to go learn one more few lines back on the sugya of Kedarach HaNasam and Shaloi Kedarach HaNasam. Mar Bar Rav Ashi, Ashkel Ravina, Shaif Labarti, Begurke de Orla. Mar Rav Ashi found Ravina that he was smearing his daughter with small olives. He crushed the small olives and made them into a refuah, into healing for a certain wound that she had. Aye, it's Asa Bahana. And Lechaira, the hay allowed to use it. So he said to him, when do Rabbanan say you're allowed to use Issahana on Shasta Sakana? But Shlovi Shasta Sakana, Omer? It's Issahana de Raisa Arla. So who say you're allowed to use Issah de Raisa if it's not a Sakana Safashas? Even, you know, Avada Gibla Chamur is even Shasta Sakana Safashas can't do. But this, you could do only with Shasta Sakana. But if it's not Shasta Sakana, how do you do Issahana? How do you use Issahana if it's not Shasta Sakana? Omalei, so he answered, it wasn't a wound, it was she had a fever. Omalei, Haish Shot Smirta. She had a fever. Since she had a fever, that could be dangerous. Nami kashas sakana damya. A fever could be dangerous, and therefore it's like sakana nefashos, and therefore you're allowed to use issahana. That's one pshat. Ikedam rolei midi derech hana kavidna. Was I doing a derech hana? I was doing shloike derech hana asam. And like we spoke at infid rishonim, the whole that shloike derech hana asam is still aser midra abanon. It's not chayim malchus aser, but it comes to a chayla. Any type of chayla, even not a chayla sheshva sakana, even if it's not a danger, you're allowed to do issa derabanan of shloike derech hanasam. Therefore, in halacha lemaisa, it could be you could take a medicine shloike derech hanasam when someone is sick, or only someone is sick, not a vitamin, because that's not when someone is sick. When someone is sick, based on this gemara, that if someone's sick, they could take something shloike derech hanasam. A lot of paiskim hold that something that's a capsule that you're swallowing is not called derech hanasam. Therefore, and therefore, if someone is sick, they're allowed to take a tray for medicine. If there's no other medicine there, even if it's not a sakana, they can take a tray for medicine, even if it's not a sakana, as long as they're sick. But if it's something that's derech achila, like a liquid Tylenol, that's a problem, because that's derech achila, that doesn't help, even if someone's sick. That's why liquid Tylenol for kids could be a problem, is a problem. Not it could be, it is a problem, because that's derech achila. There's no head to drink glycerin if someone's sick, unless they're yeshavai sakana. But there's different talents that are kosher, but someone has to know which talents are good or not. Okay, that's the end of the sugya of Derech HaNasam. Now we're going to a big sugya called Efshur K'mechavim, that's what they call it. So let's see, let's start, we'll make a haskalah on that sugya. Itma. Hana habala l'odim v'akarcher. Till now we're talking about someone goes ahead and he eats something, he picks something up and he eats it, or he picks something up and he smears himself with it. There's certain type of hanas that happen by itself. For example, you're walking in a place, a non-Jewish place, and you smell chametz on Pesach. So that's called a baloi me'elav. It's aser to do, and shows in which eifin is it aser. But that's called a baloi adam b'karcha. He didn't go ahead and pick up a piece of bread and eat it on Pesach. He walked somewhere, and then all of a sudden it smells. So that's called a baloi b'karcha. And the Gemara will explain exactly which case will be aser, which case will be mutter. Itma hana habala on balkarcha. Hana that comes to him balkarcha forcefully, which doesn't mean forcefully dafka, which means it happened by itself. Abaya on mutaras. Abaya says mutar rava masu. Rava says aser. Yeah, you can't. You have to. It's aser. You have to go away. You have to run away. It's aser. So Umar explained like this. Efshir v'komachavin. If it's a case where you could go to a different way, you don't have to walk by this chametz sticker store on Pesach. You could go a different direction. And you're also mechavin to smell, that's pasul, it's aser. Loy ef shekom mechavin, and even if it can't, you don't have another way, but you're mechavin to smell, kuliyam le pliga da aser. These two cases, efshir v'kom mechavin means you have another way and you still go this way, and you're mechavin, or you have no other way, but you're mechavin, kuliyam le pliga da aser. That's aser to do, because I'm mechavin. The reason is because I'm doing a bekavana. I'm doing it with intention. I'm walking by, I'm saying, let me go to a good smell. That's v'zicha asa. Loi ef shavloi mechavin, if you know other direction to go, and you're not mechavin, kuli am lepigi d'shari. Everyone agrees it's mutter. It's the only way to go to shul, is walking by the bakery. It's the only way to go to shul. No other way. So you walk by, and you're not mechavin, it's mutter. So what's machakas rav and abaya? Ki pligi the ef shavloi mechavin. You have another way to go to shul, you don't have to go this way. But you're not mechavin. You don't care for it. You have no attention. You try not to smell. You don't care about it. Valiba the Rabbi Yehuda Amud Davashem and Chavan Aser. The Rabbi Yehuda says that even Davashem and Skavan is Aser. Kulam le Pligid Aser. Everyone agrees Aser. Yehuda holds all of a Shas that Einim Skavan is Aser. The example given in Rabbi Yehuda's case is someone schleps a bench and he makes a hole in the ground. He plows. Even if it's not Mechavan for that, it's Aser according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Davashem and Skavan Aser. So Kulam le Pligid Aser. Here will be Aser also. Won't be because Rabbi Abaye. Rav and Abaya argue in Rav Shimon Shita. Kipli leader Rav Shimon. Dov Hashem is Kavim Mutter. According to Rav Shimon holds, Dov Hashem is Kavim Mutter. Abaya says Mutter by Loi Efsher Veloi by Efsher Veloi Mechavin by Efsher Veloi Mechavin, which means you could go another way, but you're not Mechavin. So according to Abaya, holds like Rav Shimon says Ain Mechavin. Ain Mechavin is Mutter. But Rav Amar Ad Kam Lekom Rav Shimon Hechad Loi Efsher. Even Rav Shimon only allows Ain Mechavin by Loi Efsher. Only there's no other choice. Al Hechad Efsher is a choice. Loi. Even Rav Shimon holds Aser. That means, like Rashi explains, when you have a machlokes by slapping the bench, the Rava says via this lashon that according to Rav Shimon, if it's a small bench, you have to pick it up. You can't schlep it because it's efshir to pick it up. Even though it's not mechavin, you can't schlep the bench and make a hole in the ground. It's not mechavin, but I could pick it up. Since I could pick it up, I cannot schlep it according to Rava. According to Rav Shimon, via this girsa. So it comes out just to recap. And comes out of this lashon, if it's mechavin, either way, either efsher loy efsher, it's aser to do lekuliyama. If it's loy efsher loy mechavin, saya bayev arava, they hold it's mutter. Actually, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, even this case will be aser, because since we're saying that according to Rav Shimon, the only time he's matter is by loy efsher, so obviously loy efsher loy mechavin according to Rabbi Yehuda will be aser. So this Tosfos speaks out. So what's the machlokes? By efsher v'loy mechavin. According to Abaye, he says that's still ain't a miskavin, so it's mutter if you're Rav Shimon. According to Rava, it'll be aser because Rav Shimon only matter by loy efsher, not by efsher. That's version number one, machlokes Rava and Abaye. Version number two is like this: Ika de Amri, efsher v'loy mechavin, haynu paktad ruder Rav Shimon. By Efsher, you have another way to go to shul, and you're not mechavin. That's what Rehuda Rabbi Shimon. That means even Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter when you have another direction. And this is a kuliyama. Both the Rav and Abaye agree to that. Loi Efsher, loi kol mechavin. If it's not possible to go to shul another way, and not mechavin, kulam le pligi shari. Everyone agrees it's mutter. Ki pligi. So what's the machlokes? The loi Efsher kol mechavin. We have no other way, and you are mechavin. The Ozol and Basak Havana, Kulam Pigid Aser. Everyone agrees with Rabbi Shimon, because since you always go Basak Havana, here Mechavin, Kulam Pigid Aser. Keep Pligi, where is the Machlaikas? Leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. It's to be a paladic thing. The king, Rabbi Yehuda here, he's going to be Mako more than Rabbi Shimon, according to Abaya. According to Abaya. He says, Keep Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Amma Loish Nomis Kavan, Loish Nomis Kavan, Loish Kavan, Efsha Aser, that we were saying, that by Efsha, it's Aser. If you have not a direction, it's Aser. So Abaya holds Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Abaya, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that the Iker thing is not the Mechavin, not Mechavin. The Iker thing is it Efsher and Loi Efsher? So when it's Loi Efsher, when it's not possible to go a different way, according to Abaya, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that even B'Kavana will be Mutter. Since I have no other way to go to Shul, I'm allowed to walk this way, even B'Kavana will be Mutter. And Rava says, no, what are you talking about? Rava Amalach, Ad Kan Lekom Rabbi Yehuda, She'em Eskavin, Kim Eskavin, Elachumra. All Rabbi Yehuda said was that ain the mechavin is just as bad as mechavin, and it's aser. But he never said that by a case of loy efsher, since we're matter by loy efsher or loy mechavin, when there's no other way, you're not mechavin, he's matter there, so you can say it's mutter also by mechavin. That he never said. Avol mechavin because ain mechavin lekula loy. We're not going to say that mechavin just like ain mechavin, just like ain mechavin is mutter, mechavin mutter. That he never said, and therefore according to Rava, by any time you mechavin, it'll be aser. Abaye held that mechavin will be mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rava, mechavin will be always aser. So coming after the second lashon is that by loy efsher, it will be mutter. By loy efsher, it will be mutter by loy mechavin. By kamechavin, loy efsher kamechavin is the machlokes Abaye and Rava. And what about by efsher v'loy mechavin? Efsher loy mechavin machlokes Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. And Efsher of a Mechavin is a Kuliyama Aser. So, like upon him, that's the two Lashonis in Rava and Abaya. And it's particularly complicated, Chazert. Also, you can look at the some Gemara's have charts. But that's what comes out with like this Rava and Abaya.